Happy Friday, and welcome to a new episode of This Week in Apps, a weekly no-fluff, data-first roundup of interesting news and trends about mobile apps and games. I'm Ariel from AppFigures, and I have five highlights for you this week. We'll begin with a monthly tradition. Earlier this week, we released our monthly report of the most downloaded apps in February. TikTok, unsurprisingly, topped the App Store, scoring nearly twice the downloads of runner-up YouTube, with 18.3 million downloads versus 11.5. On Google Play, it was Telegram that took the crown, with 39.7 million downloads, with TikTok right behind it. Across stores, however, TikTok continues to show its dominance, with 52.5 million downloads for February. The five most downloaded apps worldwide and across stores came from TikTok number one, Telegram number two, and Facebook, which took third with WhatsApp, fourth with Facebook, and fifth with Instagram. While these are pretty similar to January's list, one iOS app has managed to crack the top 10 again as it recovers from a pretty bad year, and that's Google Maps. Downloads got hit very hard, like a lot of other apps in the travel category, when the lockdowns began. And while partial recovery happened within a few months, it's only now, a year in, that we're starting to see the numbers return to where they were in 2019. Now, let's see how long it'll take to see real growth. Based on our app intelligence, the top 10 most downloaded apps were downloaded more than 331 million times in February. Speaking of reaching the top, this week Fontize, an app for making your own custom fonts, that's right, saw its download skyrocket, which propelled it into the top chart for a few days. Looking at our estimates, we can see downloads rose sharply from an average of just about 30 downloads a day to 157,000 on Tuesday. I'd use some sort of a percentage or a multiplier to describe this growth, but it would require too many zeros. Fontize kept up with the downloads on Wednesday, scoring another 156,000 new downloads. It's quite a bit. It disappeared from the top charts or disappeared from the top 10 since, but that's quite a bit of downloads and showing that interest in customization isn't small. We saw how much people want to make their home screen their own when widgets came out last year. And while that trend also slowed down, there's still a bevy of apps that are getting a good number of downloads. Now, if you like these numbers that I'm talking about, they're all coming from our app intelligence, which is affordable and accessible to everyone. Check it out at appfigures.com/intelligence. Next up is one of my favorite streaming app. After a long wait, CBS pulled an HBO move and rebranded its CBS All Access streaming app into Paramount Plus. We've been waiting for this for quite a while. They announced this move at the end of last year, and I wanted to see what that would look like in downloads. That happened a few weeks ago, so we can now take a look at the data. Paramount Plus is joining the race that is pretty crowded, but it has a secret weapon, live sports. They also have a lot of original content, and that gives it an edge over some of its competitors. Since the rebrand, downloads have been at an all-time high, rising sharply from a weekend average between Saturday and Sunday of about 50,000 to 300,000 downloads last weekend, according to our estimates. Now, this isn't exactly demand, so we don't know that people want that much Paramount Plus because it's heavily pushed by promotion, and CBS is paying for a lot of ads. But if it catches on, Paramount Plus could become a strong competitor and edge out services like Peacock, which lost most of the momentum it had from bringing back The Office back in January. The bottom line here, though, is that downloads aside, streaming is becoming a hot mess. It's turning into the great unbundling of cable, but at a higher cost to us, and kind of a bigger headache because we have to manage all these different apps. Amazon tried to bundle content from different providers a few years ago into Amazon Prime Video, but I don't know if I would call it a big success because most people don't know that that's happened. Seeing how things are going now, however, they might try this again if the streamers will allow them. I'm looking forward to seeing what would happen. Now, when CBS turned its app into Paramount Plus, they took a big risk. The risk is that people who were still looking for CBS content would get lost and not know that Paramount Plus is CBS. The icon is different, the name is different. And so what they did, unlike HBO, is they created a new app called CBS, just CBS, and put it on the App Store. And I think that's actually a really good move. This way, they get to keep the audience from CBS Plus and upsell them to this new app that they have, Paramount Plus, which is going to be the flagship of streaming for them. But at the same time, with a new CBS app, they can keep the people who are looking for CBS app content by name. Also, it's much easier for App Store optimization, if you think about it that way, to rank for CBS when the app's name is CBS. So I think this is a really great move on CBS's part. Their launch week was quite nice. They added 752,000 downloads, which means that if they hadn't done that, they probably would have lost most of those to people who are confused about where's my CBS content. And I think in general, this is not something that we've seen before. And the latest rebrand from HBO, HBO Max into, or HBO now into HBO Max, really kept the HBO brand. So they didn't need to worry about this. For CBS, I think this was the wise way to continue. Now, last for this week is kind of an iffy one. If you have looked at the top apps on Google Play in the US recently, you may have come across an app by the name of B Network with a bright yellow icon. It's a fairly new app that created its own cryptocurrency called B, B-E-E. Now, why would you want B currency? It's not traded anywhere, and as far as I can tell, there's not much you can do to turn it into real currency. And the answer is, I have no idea. I have no idea, but millions of people seem to be into this app. Since launching in December of last year, our estimates show it was downloaded more than 5.8, nearly 6 million times across the App Store and Google Play. The interesting thing, 3.1 million of those, about a half, happened in the last 30 days. Now, I found something interesting when I was looking at this, and that is that while on Google Play it's listed in the finance category, on the App Store it's listed in the games category. I can read too much into it, or I can't, but the reason I find all of this interesting and the reason why I mentioned it this week is that apps that kind of give you something for nothing, or in this case, nothing for nothing, usually take something. And in our day and age, that something is either usage or location information or something that they can sell on. I'm not sure that this is what the app does. I can't guarantee that at all. But that's kind of what I suspect, basing this on everything that I've seen over the last few years and the need for this sort of data. I also read the reviews, and the reviews did not lead me to believe this is inaccurate. Double negative here. So it's possible that Apple and Google will take action and do something with this. It's possible it's just going to fall out of fashion all on its own, but it's something I'm going to keep an eye on. And that's it for this week. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider subscribing and telling your friends about it. Happy Friday.